where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police say a driver was given a ticket under the Highway Traffic Act after a vehicle crashed into a hydro pole on Michigan Line this morning. That briefly left about 38 Blue Water Power customers in the dark. The roadway has since reopened after crews were able to get the downed lines off the road. No injuries were reported. The chief of Amjunong First Nation says he's not confident any Eostai Revolution will comply with a provincial officer order that's been issued after elevated benzene levels were detected at the First Nation. Chris Plain told Sarnia News Today the 34-page legal document, which sets out obligations for the operation, was received late Thursday and was to be reviewed by band council this afternoon. Plain, who called on federal, provincial, and municipal governments to immediately impose a shutdown of the Tajma Avenue site to remediate issues, says he's not satisfied with the action.
No, simply because it allows them to continue what has been happening up until next week, and that doesn't satisfy the community members. It doesn't affect their exposure in the immediate, so we're still not going to be coming to work until this is corrected.
Buildings in the band office area have been closed since Tuesday when employees complained of headaches, nausea, and dizziness. Despite the high readings, there was no notification sent through Sarnia Lambton Alerts. Staff have been working from home since if they can, and the First Nation closed its daycare and school as a precaution. You can go to sarnianewstoday.ca for all the info. Urban and rural health clinics in Sarnia Lambton are getting a funding boost from the province. The Ministry of Health is providing $910,000 as part of the $110 million investment announced in February. The funding is going to enhance sites like the TD Plymouth-Noeming Wellness Center, which was opened during the pandemic. Executive Director of the Central Lambton Family Health Team, Ralph Ganter, says he's thrilled about receiving the money.
This is so important, and part of the mandate is to try to help the hospitals and prevent emergency department visits. So it's just great. And what's nice is now we can stabilize our staffing, hire people, and get it going.
The next step will be for staff to be hired permanently and to enhance the services provided. You can read more on our website. The OLG has issued fourth quarter gaming revenue payments to sites hosting casinos across the province. Point Edward is getting $473,000 and the city of Sarnia gets $106,000. Since the Point Edward casino opened in April 2000, the village has received over $52 million in gaming revenue. And a popular Father's Day tradition in Sarnia is marking its 25th year in June. The Sarnia Kinsman Rib Fest is taking place June 14th to 16th at Centennial Park. This year's edition is going to feature at least 5 ribbers, 12 bands, other food vendors, beer and wine, and a kids' fun zone. Co-chair Jack Struck says they usually attract about 20,000 visitors to the park over 3 days. He says they've raised over $1.5 million since 1999.
Last year was one of our exceptional years, and we donated back to the community at Christmas time, $62,000 plus back to charities, local charities, food banks, everybody for nonprofit.
Struck is thanking all of their sponsors, including title sponsor Carpenters Local 1256 and presenting sponsor the Sarnia Construction Association. You can go to sarniaribfest.com for all the info. Increasing cloudiness tonight on a west wind, low 4 degrees. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high 10. And on Sunday and Monday, mainly sunny, highs around 14 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.